Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, expert advice on cutting monthly expenses, training tips for the first week with your new pet, and how Americans are changing the way they commute to work. Americans are spending more money on energy bills, but it's still possible to save. The average household spends about $112 a month on energy bills, a number that's going up. The biggest portion of the bill is often from heating and cooling. The Alliance to Save Energy recommends cleaning HVAC systems every 30 days. Clogged or dirty filters mean more power is needed to move the same amount of air. Seal gaps around doors and windows. The Department of Energy estimates that can save 15 to 30% on heating and cooling. Lowering the temperature on your water heater can cut the cost of hot water by up to 20% a year. Electronics like phone chargers and computers are called energy vampires because they consume electricity even when they're not in use. A power strip can turn them all off at once. LED light bulbs are about 90% more efficient than traditional ones. Experts say not to throw away working items, but if they're due for a replacement, there might be a more efficient version available. All right, now let's go to Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, there's a reason why teens are glued to their phones.
Hi there, Kristen. Well, and what should come as a surprise to absolutely no one, most teenagers prefer to text their friends, their parents, or chat online rather than see them in person. This according to a study from Common Sense Media that surveyed over 1,000 kids ages 13 through 17. More than a third prefer texting to in-person contact. The new study said teens think social media made them feel less lonely and more connected. But to who? The phone? Well, do you get chills when you listen to good music? I know I do, right? If so, you might be smarter, healthier, and friendlier than your friends who don't. Researchers put a monitor on 100 people at a music festival. They measured heart rate and movement, and when those goosebumps happened, they found people who got the chills were in better physical and mental health and were more agreeable and more empathetic than those who did not get goosebumps. Well, do your kids keep you up at night? And I'm not talking about just little kids. I'm talking about your adult kids as well. If so, you are not alone. A recent survey finds that parents spend nearly 40 hours a week worrying about their kids. So it truly is a full-time job, right? A majority of parents worry so much that they actually lose sleep. A child's safety and happiness top the list, and concerns about bullying rounded out the top three. And by the way, 54% of the parents surveyed said being a parent is harder than they thought it would be. And that's what you need to know. And Kristen, it is definitely harder than I thought, but it's also more rewarding than I thought it would be too. Well, at least on most days. Back to you.
Well, I couldn't agree more. Being a mom is the best. Thanks, Danielle. Moving right along, keeping your lawn trimmed and tidy every week is great for curb appeal, but not so great for the environment. Letting the weeds and wildflowers grow on your lawn just a little bit gives bees the chance to feed on them, which in turn helps feed us. By cross-pollinating, bees naturally fertilize, which is crucial for crops like fruits and vegetables. In fact, cross-pollination helps at least 30% of the world's crops to grow and 90% of wild plants. In 2007, beekeepers discovered colony collapse disorder, in which honeybees were leaving their colonies, which is highly unusual because they typically stick with the queen bee. But one reason they were likely leaving was not having enough food or water. So at least consider cutting the lawn once every other week. It could help keep the bees healthy, and remember, we need them. All right, did you know Americans are changing how they commute to work? According to a new Gallup poll, only 77% of people drive. That's down from 85% in 2017. As the U.S. population continues to grow, congestion during commuting times just keeps getting worse. So people are adjusting their lives all to avoid traffic. More and more people are taking mass transportation, walking or biking. People are also working from home more often and living closer to their jobs. Roughly 1 in 10 pets adopted from a shelter is no longer with their new owner 6 months later. With that in mind, experts recommend pet parents take time off work to train and bond with their new puppies. To discuss, we're joined by veterinarian Dr. Courtney Campbell. Dr. Courtney, why is that first week with a new puppy so important?
That first week you spend with your pet is so important. If your vet feels it's safe for your pet, this first week is an excellent time to reinforce good habits and to socialize your pet by introducing them to as many people as possible. But for me, I think it's also an important time to train your pet on where they should go to the bathroom.
So everybody wants to know, how can you train new puppies on proper bathroom habits?
One technique that has caught on in popularity is called the umbilical method. Attach your pet's leash to your belt and have your pet go everywhere with you in the house. This way, you two are literally attached at the hip. This technique allows you to catch for subtle signs that your new puppy needs to go to the bathroom and helps you catch them in the act if they make mistakes. After they go, bring them right back in the house. With focus and discipline, your new puppy can be potty trained in less than 10 days. Crate training can also help to prevent new dogs from going to the bathroom in the house without you knowing or chewing your favorite family heirloom. Although some pet owners are against crate training, it's the single best way to help your pet become independent, prevent bad habits, and help them learn how to be potty trained faster. The best method is to go slow and gentle with the crate training process. The time invested now will make you one happy family.
Great advice, Dr. Courtney, thank you. Listen to this, millions of smartphones are being stolen every year, so it's so important to know what to do if it happens to you. First, call your carrier. They can make sure no one is running up your bill, and they will lock your SIM card too. Next, contact the police. While the chances of your phone being found are slim, it's important to log the incident. And finally, check your apps and accounts from a laptop to make sure no one is accessing them. There are some things you can do beforehand to protect yourself as well, like turning on your remote tracking. I just use Find My iPhone. Make sure you create a passcode to keep thieves from accessing your information, and always back up your data. Sometimes all you can do is be prepared. Okay, here's a fun fact for you. Americans consume nearly 26 billion pounds of beef a year, which experts say is a major concern for the environment, with livestock being responsible for close to 15% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. So that's why a number of startups are developing lab-grown meat, or clean meat, as a way to help battle this global concern for the future. So here's how it works. Technicians take a small amount of tissue from an animal and filter it to isolate cells, which they then grow by providing warmth and oxygen to trick the cells that they are still inside the owner. But now a group of CEOs of the trend's biggest startups have met to discuss the term clean and that it may imply it is superior and cleaner than any other meat option. So they've agreed to change their name to cell-based meat to avoid the conflict with other meat alternatives. But I don't know about you, but I may have a tough time eating anything that came out of a Petri dish, no matter what it's called. Let's go to Carrie Lake from Fox 10 Phoenix. She has this week's life hacks. So, Carrie, what do you have for us today?
Hi, Kristen. Well, my son left the bag of chips open again, and now I've got stale chips and I want some, so I'm gonna fix that. Set the oven to 350, pour the chips, the stale chips, onto a cookie sheet, pop them into the oven for 10 minutes. When you pull those back out, they are going to be the freshest potato chips you've ever had. Next, a Nutella hack. You've got a jar that's almost empty and you don't want to waste any of this stuff. So just pour some milk into it about halfway up, maybe a little higher, and shake it to get all the Nutella loose. Then you pop it in the microwave for 30 seconds to a minute and you've got hot chocolate Nutella style. And lastly, how would you like to have $400 to spend on whatever you want? It's easier to save 400 bucks than you might think, and it all comes in loose change. Every time you get some in your pocket, in your purse, throw it into a jar. This is a gallon jar. Once you get to the top of a gallon jar, you have roughly 400 bucks. And those are today's life hacks. Back to you, Kristen.
Well, who wouldn't love an extra 400 bucks? Thanks, Carrie. Time now for your top 30 health roundup. 20 years ago, scientists stumbled upon the potentially damaging effects of BPA, an industrial chemical common in plastic products. Well, now the same team has found BPA replacements like BPS might not be much safer, causing similar chromosomal abnormalities in mice. Researchers warn BPA-free or not, it's increasingly difficult to avoid contamination, and exposure's effects may span generations. So avoid plastic products that show signs of damage or aging. Next, a study in neuropsychopharmacology has found a link between Parkinson's disease and adults with ADHD or who take certain stimulants to curb its behavior. Researchers looked at medical records for some 190,000 people. They found those with ADHD were twice as likely to develop Parkinson's. Those on psychostimulants were 6 to 8 times as likely. Doctors caution the link is not causal, saying more study could lead to a better understanding of the neurological disease, which currently has no cure. And finally, for anyone who struggles to make it to the gym, like yours truly, a University of British Columbia study suggests our brains may be hardwired to be less active. Young adults were shown simple stick drawings on a computer. They were then asked to move an avatar towards physically active images and away from inactive ones. Brain readouts from the study showed participants summon extra mental resources to avoid physical activity, suggesting a natural attraction to laziness. Okay, did you know it takes just a few seconds and some basic equipment to steal one of the most advanced cars on sale? That's according to a team of Belgian researchers who figured out how to steal a Tesla. The researchers cloned the car's key fob. They needed a computer, a few small radios, a hard drive, and some batteries, totaling about $600. First, they built a database of every possible set of numbers used by the Tesla keys. They copied the signal sent by the car's keyless entry system. Getting within 3 feet of the owner's key let them copy the signal the fob sends to the car. Running each signal through the database lets them unlock and drive the car as if they had the actual key. The researchers notified Tesla of their findings. They got a $10,000 reward. Tesla updated the car's software with better security and designed a new key fob. Owners have been told to make sure their cars are up to date and to get a new key fob from Tesla. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 29 Philadelphia, when it comes to charity, helping ex-convicts and recovering addicts isn't typically a top priority. But one community organization in Philly is hoping to motivate people to be more inclusive. Started by former addict and convict turned Reverend Michelle Simmons, Why Not Prosper is an organization that provides recovery housing to addicts in Philadelphia and also helps the community see that anyone can change if given the right support. And in our next story, from Fox 13 Tampa Bay. Moms are always superheroes to their kids. But in St. Petersburg, Florida, a group of mothers are heroes to their community as well. The St. Pete Glitter Queens put together their annual Royal Ball to raise money for a variety of children's charities around the country.
We like to choose charities that don't make a lot of money so that when we do present them with a check, it makes a huge impact.
Complete with a theme and all the frills, these mamas are truly making a difference. In our final story from Fox 26 Houston, Meals on Wheels of the Greater Houston Area helps over 1,000 adults get the nutritional support they need. But they aren't just helping humans. Animeals on Wheels delivers nearly 8,000 pounds of dog food a month to their clients' furry friends, all starting when volunteer drivers noticed that recipients were giving up their own food to feed their beloved pet. The organization set a new goal to bring a meal and a smile to the owners and their pets when they need it the most. Families all over the country celebrate the holidays in a bunch of different ways. And Elizabeth Stanton from Popstar Magazine is here to tell us all about an eclectic destination that offers a unique holiday stay. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Kristen. That's right. Spending time for Christmas in New Orleans can be a very special experience. The Crescent City is decked out with lights and garlands, especially in City Park for the popular Celebration in the Oaks experience. December kicks off with the Crew of Jingle Holiday Parade, an entertaining collection of marching bands and Christmas characters making their way down St. Charles Avenue and Canal Street. The Christmas Fest is back this year, held at the New Orleans Convention Center from December 22nd through the 31st. This indoor family festival features an ice skating rink, carousels, inflatables, ice slides, Santa Claus, and carnival rides. And there's always caroling in Jackson Square. Last but certainly not least, New Orleans restaurants are cooking up delicious holiday meals, and you can't beat that. Back to you, Kristen.
What a unique place to spend the holidays. I love that. Thanks, Liz. Okay, listen to this one. In a 2015 survey, a quarter of homeowners admitted their garages were too cluttered to fit an actual car. With so much clutter, insurance company State Farm compiled a list of items possibly unsafe to store in your garage. First, there's extra fuel. If not in leak-proof containers, the flammable liquid can be ignited by water heaters or power tools. Avoid furniture as well. Heat and humidity can warp wood, and your couch or mattress may become home to mice and other critters. If you have no other option, keep the furniture in an elevated spot after cleaning and wrapping it. Food should also be off limits. Perishable items attract pests, and uncontrolled temperatures cause canned foods to spoil more quickly. But not everything's hazardous. State Farm notes many items are fine to store. Think gardening tools, plastic bins, sports equipment. For State Farm's full list, visit the Top 30 Facebook page. Well, kind of cool here, new technology could change the way we take care of injuries. Scientists at the Salk Institute have developed developed a technique that could make a traditional Band-Aid or even reconstructive plastic surgery a thing of the past. Researchers have developed a method that allows scientists to directly convert the cells in an open wound into brand new and healthy skin cells. The approach relies on reprogramming the cells to a stem cell-like state, which significantly speeds up the healing process. The researchers hope their discovery can help heal any skin damage, counter the effects of aging, and even help us better understand skin cancer. So from the owies at home to bigger injuries, this could be a medical breakthrough. And speaking of new technology, the maker of a popular e-cigarette has a new feature to help people quit using its product. Juul will introduce a connected version of its electronic cigarette. The device will reportedly be able to connect to phones. Consumers will be able to track their usage. There will also be features for prevention. Users can set goals for scaling back their use. For example, smoking 20% less over the next week. A machine learning algorithm will help them hit their goals. The company says it will invest about $30 million in e-cigarette education. Another new feature will keep other people from using a person's Juul if they happen to pick it up. It's a response to criticism that Juul tries to hook underage smokers. The Food and Drug Administration has announced an effort to stop young people from smoking, especially e-cigarettes. New statistics show the opioid crisis in Canada isn't slowing down, and opioid-related deaths are actually on the rise. In the first 3 months of 2018 alone, there were 1,036 deaths in Canada linked to the pain-killing drugs. These numbers are up 5% from that same quarter last year. And you can see in these stats how the numbers are rising every year. If the first quarter of 2018 is any indication, Canada could see upwards of 4,000 deaths this year. The majority of victims were male, and about 94% were considered accidental overdoses, mostly in the 30 to 39-year-old age group. The country's health minister said there is no silver bullet solution when it comes to the opioid crisis. And until that solution is found, the Canadian government says they're committed to doing whatever it takes or spending whatever it takes to fight the problem. Okay, moving right along, the future of air travel is coming. That's the promise of British startup Vertical Aerospace, which this summer conducted the first test of their flying car. The electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft aims to cut traffic and pollution, carrying two passengers on short inner-city flights. Vertical Aerospace is hardly the first to pursue a flying taxi service, but they are taking a more grounded approach than competitors like Uber and Rolls-Royce. Vertical's founder said, "We are investing in all the technology evolution taking place in aerospace, but we are trying to apply that to something that's real world. Rather than on-demand autonomous cars, the startup will use piloted fixed-wing vehicles that comply with existing aviation rules. The Vertical team is made up of 28 aerospace and technical experts and draws heavily from Formula One, namely its tech and pace of development. With pace in mind, Vertical hopes to have their cars flying by 2022. Okay, here's a sobering statistic. 1 in 36 homes will be burglarized this year, and more than 20,000 people die every year from accidental injuries at home. But there are ways to improve the safety of your home, and we've got a few tips and tricks for you. Most burglars admit they avoid a house with an alarm system, so that's a great place to start. You can even include window and glass break sensors, security cameras, and floodlights for added protection. And don't forget to put out a security sign so burglars know you're dialed in. Also, a door brace is an underutilized security feature that can be bolted to the floor behind your front door and is capable of holding back hundreds of pounds of blunt force. Keeping a first aid kit handy is always a good idea for accidents around the house. Add slip-resistant mats to the bathtubs, invest in surge protectors, and make sure you have working fire and carbon monoxide detectors. Those are just a handful of things you can do to keep your home and family safe, and of course, they're worth it. Americans are stressed, and according to a recent survey from the American Psychological Association, work is to blame. It's the number one source of stress for Americans, beating out divorce, illness, and even death. Common workplace stressors include things like low salaries, excessive workload, no opportunity for growth, work that isn't challenging, lack of social support, not having enough control over certain decisions, and conflicting demands or performance expectations. Stress can spiral and affect every other aspect of your life, including your health. Using unhealthy coping mechanisms like smoking, overeating, and abusing drugs or alcohol will compound the problem. Instead, experts suggest taking control of the stress by setting rules to promote good work-life balance for yourself, like turning off your cell phone when you get home. exercising is a great outlet, and eating healthy combined with proper rest will help as well. Those are definitely some great reminders. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.